Joining me this morning is Jack Kelly, who is the Artistic Director for the Off the Jackal Theatre Company. Jack, welcome to West Kent Radio and thanks for joining us today.
A pleasure, thanks for having me.
So, Off the Jackal, interesting name for the theatre company. Tell me, how did they get that name?
So it's a little play on my name. My name is Jack Kelly. So, Off the Jack Kelly was sort of the... But it also... played into the Day of the Jackal, the old Frederick Forsyth novel and film from the 60s.
Right, okay, so what kind of shows do you make?
So I suppose physical theatre is the way it usually gets described, meaning that we use physical comedy, clowning, occasionally sort of mime. Those are the kind of key elements of our shows, and I've worked a lot in this way, and I've worked kind of all around the world as a clown and discovered that I think as human beings we have a sort of really innate understanding of body language, even if we don't necessarily know the technical terms. It's a language that we immediately recognise, and there's certain things that I think, particularly with comedy, that are just funny, like a grown man falling over is something that people seem to laugh at all over the world. So those sort of... That's very much when we're making shows, we kind of want to make them as available to as big an audience as possible. So you don't need to have a lot of knowledge of English literature, or you don't need to know loads about theatre. You don't even necessarily need to be able to speak English to be able to see one of our shows and enjoy it.
Yeah, interesting you say about physical humour. I guess that's why... like Laurel and Hardy, what they do is timeless. Show one of their shows to my grandchildren now. They'll laugh just as much as I did when I was a child.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I think that's the magical thing. That's certainly what I love about those old, Laurel and Hardy and Charlie Chaplin and Buster Keaton. You kind of don't need... There's certain types of comedy that you need to... There's a degree of understanding that are quite intellectual, which I like that comedy too, but... there's something a bit magical. And particularly when you're making shows for family audiences where the older generation and the younger generation can meet and laugh together. And I think there's something really profound about that.
Yeah. And yes, you can bring a certain amount of pathos to it, a bit like Charlie Chaplin did in his comedy. It wasn't really comedy. Some of it was...
Again, that's what, with our adult show that's coming to Trinity, Withered Optimism, is definitely a mixture of comedy and pathos. And it's hopefully... tender and touching as well, and I think that's again one of the amazing things you can do with comedy. You take Blackadder Goes Forth, for example, very, very funny, and then you have that incredible moving moment at the end where they go into the trenches. Comedy can really subvert our expectations and then be quite profound. That saying, comedy is just tragedy plus time, I think certainly from the perspective of a theatre maker, the structure of comedy, of a joke, and the structure of tragedy, they're actually quite similar. See, they have a different outcome, but there's a lot in common.
How do you choose the shows and how do you make the shows?
For our family show, Splat, which is coming to Trinity on the 3rd of April, I read some research that had been done after the pandemic saying that what children needed was creative play more than top-up curriculum classes. They just needed the space to play in order to build resilience, to work through the experiences that they'd had during the pandemic. So we kind of wanted to create a space to celebrate that play. And also I found that there's a connection between the freedom and creativity that you find in children and the really great artists, that there's a connection there. And I think those great artists are often trying to access that creativity that they had as children. I think Picasso even said words to that effect. So Splat is a big journey through visual art that hopefully celebrates that availability that children have. They don't judge themselves. If you give them a paintbrush, they will just create something. And I think that's something all of us, no matter what age we are, we could learn from.
So you're bringing two productions to Trinity. Splat, you've mentioned, is that aimed at children?
Yeah, so Splat is a physical comedy all about art, and it's aimed at ages 3 to 7 and their parents and carers. What we've discovered in performing it, so it's about two artists, one who's very tidy and organised, and one who's very chaotic and messy, and obviously they kind of antagonise one another until ultimately realising they have to work together to create great art. But it's a journey through the history of human art. So the art connoisseurs amongst you might spot some famous paintings that we recreate on stage during the show. And we found that slightly older children quite enjoy that aspect of it too.
Sounds fun. Okay, how about the other production?
And then the other show is called Withered Optimism, and that's suitable for 12 plus, and that's on in the evening of the 3rd of April. And that's all about work, and I think that's something that all of us have a relationship to. We either have a job or have had a job or are going towards having a job. And it's about the way that in the modern world with our smartphones and our laptops that it's quite difficult to get away from work. It can kind of really affect your whole life, and that sort of industrial 9-to-5 life can kind of bleed into other areas of your life. So it tells the story of a put upon office worker who is put under so much pressure from the daily grind that he goes a bit mad. Again, it's told in our sort of signature style, which is very physical, features kind of mime and sort of elements of contemporary dance to tell that story.
So I understand that now both shows are accessible to deaf audiences. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yes, because they feature no language, they're entirely physical. We want to make shows that are as available to as wide an audience as possible. And then with each show, we worked with a deaf performer called Brian Duffy, who's an incredible physical performer. And working with him was to help us build in accessibility, to have the perspective of a non-hearing person in the room, so we could kind of make sure the shows were accessible for people who can't hear. And Brian Duffy is a specialist in something called visual vernacular, which is a type of physical storytelling which was created in the deaf community, and Brian Duffy explained it very well. He said, if mime is a black and white TV, then visual vernacular is like HD. It's much more detailed than mime, and it's a really incredible art form, and I would recommend anyone who's interested to kind of go and search it out, because it's not widely known outside of the deaf community. Whilst Withered Optimism, our adult show, it's not a visual vernacular show in and of itself, but we did use elements of that kind of intense physical storytelling to tell the story of this character under the pressure of the city and the pressure of modern living.
Okay, so just to be clear there, both performances, are they entirely mime or are there any words?
No, so there's no words in either of the shows. They feature no verbal language. So there's communication and a story going on. There is no text.
Fascinating. Is there any accompaniment to the performance?
Yeah, so in Splat we have the various moments that are kind of set to music. And what was quite interesting when we were making the show, as we were sort of travelling through the history of art, you often find that with an art movement, there's also a musical movement that goes alongside it or very close to Impressionism and Expressionism. There were composers who were making music in response to the visual art and vice versa. And then in Withered Optimism, we worked with a sound designer and a composer called Jeff Banger, who's originally from Greece. And he's an incredible artist. It's quite electronic, a lot of the stuff that he does. And he used lots of sounds from the kind of urban environment to create the soundscape for our piece. So the sound of tube trains and photocopiers and all sorts to make this sort of intense oral landscape that really, really complements what's going on stage.
Sounds fascinating, Jack. And sadly, we are out of time. So tickets available from the Trinity website, right?
That's right, yeah. And both shows are on the 3rd of April.
3rd of April, and go to trinitytheatre.net for tickets and information?
That's right, yes.
Okay, that sounds great. So yes, Jack, thank you very much for chatting to us today. That is Jack Kelly, artistic director from the Off the Jackal Theatre Company. Jack, best of luck with both performances. Hope it goes really well for you. Nice chatting to you today.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.